This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
This is Lee Middleton, and welcome along as we get ready to preview the sporting action over the next few days on the weekend edition of The World at Play. Coming up, we'll take a look at Formula One in Malaysia, and there's the small matter of the Ryder Cup to talk about as well. Catching up first, though, on some of the top stories since the last time we spoke, and another round of Champions League football with victories for Arsenal, Paris Saint-Germain, Napoli, Barcelona, Tottenham, Sporting, FC Copenhagen, Leicester, Juventus and Seville. The tie of the round finished with the Spanish beating the Germans once again, as Atletico Madrid once again pipped Bayern Munich by a goal to nil. The other big footballing story is, of course, the resignation of the England manager, Sam Allardyce, following what's been described as a sting operation by the UK-based newspaper, The Daily Telegraph. Now, following a meeting with the English Football Association, Allardyce left his post after just 67 days in charge by mutual agreement. The Telegraph are saying, though, they've still got plenty more dirty laundry to air involving some of the biggest clubs in the English Premier League and managers and players, both past and present. So I'm pretty sure we haven't heard the last of that. Yet another scandal involving money in football. OK then, so on to the weekend we go, and one of the biggest rivalries in sport takes to the golf course as Europe bid to retain the Ryder Cup against what is a very strong-looking Team USA. It's the 41st edition of the competition. It's on US soil this time around at Hazeltine National Golf Club in Minnesota. Now, Europe have, of course, won the last three on the bounce, so the US are absolutely desperate to stop that trend and to make sure that the trophy doesn't leave their soil this time around. Davis Love III is once again captain of Team USA. He took charge of the team back in 2012. He surprised many this week as well by naming Bubba Watson as one of his five vice captains, not as a player, and that despite the fact that Watson is currently ranked in the top 10 in world golf. But even with Watson not on the course, I have to say Team USA still look very, very strong. Their team consists of Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, Jimmy Walker, Brant Snedeker, Zach Johnson, JB Holmes, Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, and a couple of rookies in the shape of Ryan Moore and Brooks Koepka. The European team, also under the guidance of someone with plenty of Ryder Cup experience, Darren Clarke is the European captain this time around, and that experience is going to be needed. Six Ryder Cup rookies in the European team, and that team is Rory McIlroy, Danny Willett, Henrik Stenson, Chris Wood, Sergio Garcia, Rafael Cabrera Bello, Justin Rose, Andy Sullivan, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer, and Thomas Peters. Now, a quick reminder of the format of the competition as well for you. The first 2 days sees four foursome matches in the mornings. That's the format where the players take alternative strokes. And then four balls in the afternoon. They all have a ball each, and the best score wins the hole. Sunday, it's the singles matches. Every player on the team will be taking on an opponent, and that is usually always crunch day, more often than not. Going to be tight this time around, though. We'll find out who comes out on top in this year's Ryder Cup on Sunday. Elsewhere in the sporting world, Formula One is in Malaysia this weekend. We already know that McLaren's Fernando Alonso will be starting the Malaysian Grand Prix from the back of the grid. That's because he's going to be testing an updated Honda engine. The two-time world champion will get an automatic 30-place grid penalty for using more than the permitted number of engine parts. He's going to run the new engine in practice on Friday before Honda decides whether to keep it in the car for the second session. At the other end of the race, defending champion Lewis Hamilton, he'll be looking to close the gap on teammate Nico Rosberg, who retook the lead in the Drivers' Championship at the last race in Singapore. It already looks as though McLaren have got the Constructors' Championship sewn up, so it really is now just a question of who the world champion will be, and this year it could really go right down to the wire. As always, whoever your team are and whatever your sport, we wish them the very best of luck for the weekend. My name's Lee Middleton, and I'll be back with you on Monday to take a look at what's happened over the weekend in the world at play.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.